Hello everyone. I hope you're keeping well today. And I just want to share with you something that I attended a conference that I attended last week on trauma. It was done for all our ministers within the United Reformed Church in this area, in this synod. And we had Carla Grosch-Miller, who is a retired United Reformed Church minister, just share some of her thoughts with us. And it was really interesting. And I wanted just to share some with you today, just to help your thinking about trauma and our relationship with God in that sense of being traumatized in whatever the situation. One of the things that she said, which I found really helpful, and I really wasn't aware of this, is that our bodies hold the weight of past trauma. She said that how muscle memory can be used positively, either by learning a new skill like playing a piano or like doing a sport. She said that actually our muscles hold past traumas, and it's held in that tension that we feel within our shoulders and within ourselves as we walk and as we just talk. Our bodies have a sense of being taut and being tense. And sometimes that can be triggered by a memory or by a word, or if we're recalling maybe a traumatic situation, our whole body reacts in a very different way. We become maybe more fidgety. We start maybe playing with our fingers or our nails, but our body reacts to that. And that actually was quite an eye-opener for me. But she talked also about two types of trauma, a collective trauma. So collective trauma is when the community mourns something. So it could be a church that's mourning the loss of maybe somebody in the community, or it could be maybe Princess Diana, that the whole nation had a collective loss and a collective trauma about her death. Or it could be, for example, something like in America for 9/11, how there was this whole grief about the traumatic experience, not just of the people who died, but the people who they were talking to on the ends of the phone just seconds before they died in the plane. Or it could be something of how nations and communities react to something on the television or on the media that they've heard, maybe the plight of refugees, and how some people feel so passionately about helping a cause or an organization. It could be something with that about the environment. But there's also personal trauma when we experience maybe death of our loved ones, and that can really produce anxiety, and it can produce many mental health issues. And in recent years this has been named as PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And there again, that word traumatic, trauma, post-trauma is when we think about things that our body has reacted to a difficult situation. So I want to just share with you a statement that she shared with us, and I think it's about just recognizing what happens. Carla Grosch-Miller says this: trauma is about lives that are shattered and we are emotionally out of control, which produces a psychological and emotional response. In other words, we have lost something of ourselves. We've lost something of ourselves. And as people of faith, we really acknowledge that trauma is throughout the Bible. When we think of all those traumatic experiences that people experience, we've just think of the story of Exodus, but we think about also the story of Jesus, that traumatic experience where people saw him on the cross dying, and how that affected not just people individually, but that communal grief, that communal trauma, where his followers would have been absolutely devastated, and how they coped and how they grieved together and as individuals. And in the Psalms, we hear the Psalms that are full of different emotional experiences, either pain and joy, sorrow, but also that lamenting, that expression of very, very deep grief that sometimes we're just frightened to release. And yet the psalmists do release it. And it's very interesting that a third of the psalms that we have in our scriptures are about lamenting, are about expressing that grief. But actually they're not in the lectionary readings. We don't hear them on a regular basis. And I just want to just share with you just one verse from Psalm 51. And it's a contemporary version, but I think it's easy for us to understand. You keep track of all my sorrows, Lord. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. The Psalms are full of lament. They are full of actually addressing God of what our problem is, what our trauma is, making complaints, saying, why on earth has this happened, Lord? Why has it happened to me? Why has it happened to the community? Why is it happening to the world we live in? We're expressing the truth that's in our hearts. And then we make an appeal to God. Please, God, don't let this happen again. And lamenting is something that is actually part of our life cycle. We need to be able to lament about things that we have lost. That, going back to what Carla was saying about, we have lost something when we grieve, when we are traumatized. There's a little bit of us that has been shattered, and it takes a long time to be rebuilt. And so, my friends, I would like us just to consider maybe the trauma that our faith sometimes can be to us. Our faith is always a place of joy and happiness and trusting in God, but we also need to recognise that sometimes we need to just be angry with God. We need just to be able to express our frustrations and express the fact that sometimes life is hard. Life is painful. Life is full of trauma. And God's shoulders can take it all. So let's never forget that our lamenting is part of our faith. It is part of being able to be our true selves with God, to express our sadness, to express that feeling of being shattered and broken, and knowing that God not just hears us, but heals us. And God heals us with that tender love as he caresses us and bathes us in that light of faith and love. And as that light of faith and love was released on that Easter morning, on that resurrection day, I pray that that resurrection light will reach all of us to allow us to be healed and to be restored and to take us on to the next journey with each step firmly within our Lord's sight. Thank you, my friends, and have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.